Hello and welcome to our podcast. My name is Karin.
I'm Evan.
I'm Frederick.
My name is Jasmin.
I'm Alma.
And I'm Ylva.
And today we're going to talk about inclusivity in school around students, especially between the ages of 14 to 16. Including 14 to 16 year olds in school through activities is a great way to engage them and make their learning experience more enjoyable. So, do you have any suggestions on how to include this age group in school?
Oh, I think that project-based learning is a great way to achieve this. We could encourage students to work on hands-on projects that align with their interests and the curriculum. This helps them develop critical thinking, problem-solving, and also team working skills. It's also important to mix those groups in the group projects so that more students can interact with other students that they normally wouldn't speak to.
I agree on your idea, and I think we could extend this project because I have the idea of extracurricular clubs. The school could offer a variety of clubs such as sports, arts, music, coding, or debate. This allows students to explore their passions and build friendships outside of the classroom. This could also include study groups.
That is a really good idea. I also think that field trips could be a good way to include students. Teachers and students could organize educational field trips to museums, historical sites, or local businesses. Something that would make them even more inclusive would be to have the trips be free or very cheap, so more people could be part of it. For that to be possible, there might need to be a group that organizes a way of collecting money.
That's a great idea. I also think that this could connect with sporting events. Going to school sporting events could be a good idea for students to interact with each other. If the school, for example, has a football team, other students could go to their games and cheer them on, which is good for a fellowship. That sounds like a good idea. Alma, do you have any other ideas?
Yeah, I think you could also invite guest speakers to the schools and they can talk about their professions and their fields that they are experts in. And these fields could vary from each other, so the students get different experiences and insights in a lot of different fields, because this would expose students to a different career path and motivate them to pursue their interests. This is important because in year 10, students are supposed to decide what they want to do in their future, and it would also be a fun idea if students were to visit different jobs together, so they can more easily decide what jobs they want to work with later on. Do you have any other ideas, Ylva?
Yeah, community service, for example. To encourage students to participate in community service projects. This not only creates a sense of empathy and responsibility, but also helps them to develop leadership and communication skills. Nice input, everybody. This is all just suggestions, so for the listeners, feel free to take this as inspiration. It's essential to involve students in the decision-making process and consider their interests and feedback to create inclusive activities. Danke schön and tack!